I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. We continue our conversation with Robert Hegevoort, Extension Dairy Specialist with New Mexico State University. You were talking about how as dairy operations have grown, we have not kept up with training employees. That's why at New Mexico State, they've developed a computer program to help large dairy farms not only train their workers, but analyze their performance.
We're trying to figure out, come up with performance metrics, performance evaluations to measure how well truly these employees understood what we trained them in or didn't understand, so we can go back and redo that. And then start doing, having a tool where we can really start doing performance evaluations, sitting down and saying, okay, our goal is to lower cell counts, or our goal is to get to a certain conception rate, or our goal is to do things this way from a sustainability perspective, whatever. The goals of the dairy. How can you help us with that? And let's set some goals for the near future in the barn or outside or in regards to residue issues or whatever the matter may be. And I think as dairies grow and as dairies grew in the past and we started milking more cows, we needed a software tool to manage all the data for these cows. We had too many cow carts. We couldn't remember everything that was going on with our cows. I'm convinced that we are now due for a dairy HR that has employee cards and has all the information in regards to the employees and to their performance. So we can truly start managing our human resource as we do with our cow resource.
At what point should a dairy really have an HR person?
I don't think that there is a magic number. I think our larger dairies at this point are already doing something and may have hired a full-time HR person. You know, when dairies size 10,000 and up. But I think there's a lot of dairies in the 1,000, 2,000 range that really could benefit from having a good HR system. Sometimes in a lot of dairies I've gone to, I've seen where the wife maybe is the one that maybe speaks Spanish and has taken on that role and has done a magnificent job. But it's still on paper. And a lot of that ends up in our file cabinets and in our folders and binders. You know, an employee management handbook. It just sits on the shelf most of the time. The other thing is what we can always do with this piece of software, of course, is optimize and update protocols. Let's say that AVMA says that we can no longer do euthanasia in a certain form, or that we do need to do certain things to our animals before we do something else, and something changes. We can update that protocol and shoot it right through. And it would update that in the program, and it would alert the employer that a protocol has changed so that he can put that information out to his employers. And in this time of technology, I think one part that's being overlooked is using the technology. Pretty much every, even the milkers on a dairy now have a smartphone. And so now through this program, you can start sending out messages. Remember, you're leaving for Pablo on Saturday. And remember, we had a problem with the water heater last night, and we need to do this and this and this. Certain things that you need to make your employees aware of, and you can shoot that information out.
Robert Hegevoort with New Mexico State University. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.